Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Good everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope everyone's having a good day. Hey, so we see Bitcoin up above 9,000 again today. It's a bullish candle. The candle's going to close in about an hour for me. And what's actually going on? Well, we're just consolidating. And with that comes some great opportunities. Now, yesterday I put out a video to all my social media people, so everyone who was on Facebook following me, at Trader Cobb, and my Twitter and whatnot will have seen it. Those of you who aren't, you should be. And I also put a video out earlier in the week as well about the monthly candle there and the relevance and significance of it to all the people that are subscribed to my bi-weekly video newsletter. That's free. Just go to tradercobb.com and you'll get it there. It's also there. If you have a look on the website, just have a scroll around, you'll find it there inside market blog section. Now, what does it actually mean to consolidate? Well, it just simply means that each and every single day that there's a war between buyers and sellers. Now, the war, think of it, the best way to sort of picture it in your mind is like a tug of war, okay? You've got two teams pulling against a piece of rope. One team is going to win. Now, in the case of tug of war, the strongest team wins. It's exactly the same in the markets. You have a tug of war every single second of every single day, 365 days a year in crypto, because that's how we roll. So what we're seeing at the moment is, if you picture it, if we use that tug of war analogy, what you've got right now is neither team making too much gain. The middle line, in my view, the middle line in this little range, because it's kind of between roughly 9,600 and 8,600-ish, the middle line is about 9,000, all right? Because that's a round number, and that's a level that has a little bit of support within that range. So currently as we stand, we are above 9,000 at 9,240. So today, the tug of war has slightly, the little line, the bit of rope you tie to the middle of the rope and you draw your spray paint your lines on the dirt or the grass or wherever you're conducting your tug of war. And for those of you who are not familiar with tug of war, go on YouTube. It was my childhood. We used to do it at school, sports carnivals, rugby, when we did rugby practice. It was a bit unfair when they'd say forwards versus backs. For obvious reasons, for those of you who don't know rugby, forwards are big, highly intelligent human beings. Backs are skinny, dweeby, stupid people coming from a forward. Normally the backs say that about the forwards, but forwards are big, backs are small. What we're seeing here in this tug of war is the buyers are starting to move that rope from the middle over their side a little bit more. Now, we're not there yet. We will not be, in my view, we will not be, there won't be a clear winner. The winner for the bulls is when we get above 9,600 or 9,569 if we're looking at the Bitfinex daily chart. The line for the sellers to win would be if we go below 8,660 on the same chart. So we are at 9,240. Obviously, we are closer to the bulls winning. We have had a bullish candle. It's not closed yet, but we are up about 2% at the moment, and we are above 9,000. So the bulls are still starting to pull it back. Now, again, I would be barracking for the bulls the whole way based on probabilities, because there is an uptrend on the daily. There is more momentum on the daily, and this has pulled back into the cradle zone, and there's been nothing that has changed. We've just slowed down. We've stopped from creating higher highs and higher lows to just sort of meandering along, wandering along in this war of buyers and sellers. Now, I believe that if we get up through 9,570 or that 9,600-ish level, I don't think 10,000. I think 10,000 will be met relatively quickly, because it tends to be that when a market has consolidated for a period of time, when it breaks that consolidation, it often breaks with a fair bit of momentum. And this is exactly a Bitcoin breakout trade. I mean, I'm not saying it's a Bitcoin breakout trade on Bitcoin right now. I'm saying that that's the reason why the trade exists, why it's relevant, because it's a pent up consolidation of that war, if there is a resistance level that is met there for an uptrend, once that resistance level is broken, we do tend to see often a very strong move. Now, I would suggest that if we don't have a strong level of resistance yet on the Bitcoin US dollar trade chart, but we do have a consolidation. Now, if we're to break out of that consolidation, I think that will be a very clear signal, not just for traders that trade the way I do, but for investors alike that are looking at it going, okay, cool. So it looks like Bitcoin had stabilized for that 1 week, 2 week period, however long it takes. And now that consolidation has been broken to the upside. The logic is they see some green, they go, okay, so it looks like the buyers are back in control and people feel more confident to start going long, start buying Bitcoin and start getting back into the market in a positive way. So I think that if we can break up through that level, I think that's what we're going to see. Now, the difference between the investing and trading community can sometimes be vast and sometimes be very, 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 very similar. What I mean by this is, you know, investors need times to buy when they believe that the probability of the market moving up is going to be more in their favor. Traders can make money whether the market goes up or down. It doesn't matter. Some products, sure, in crypto, because it is still new, some products, some tokens, we cannot short yet. It will come. It will come. All tokens that exist, we can buy, however. So when it's much easier, it's a much easier facility to be buying with Bitcoin than it is to be selling it, because you can't go short as a trader on some products. So I prefer a bullish market for two reasons. Actually, there's three reasons. The first reason is I get more opportunities to trade, okay? When markets are going up against Bitcoin, I've got a lot more opportunities to trade. So I'm very happy with the alts outperforming Bitcoin. That's me in my happy place because, for example, EOS crossed with Bitcoin. If it's in an uptrend, then it will give me opportunities to trade. Now, I can either use leverage or not, depending on what platform I use. But I know that even if there is not leveraged options available, I can go and buy EOS against Bitcoin. If Bitcoin is outperforming the alts like it did at the end of last year and like it often does when it gets moving, then what happens? Well, essentially, I'll have to go and look for opportunities to short against Bitcoin. And they're not as frequently available as what they are to go long. So I prefer a market that is bullish for that reason. The second reason I prefer a market that is bullish is because I am also an investor in this space. So my investments grow, which is obviously a good thing for me. And the third thing is even a turkey can fly in a hurricane. I'm happy when everybody else is doing well as well. You know what? Yes, I've put a lot of time into trading, into becoming the trader that I am and being able to consistently call the market correctly and make money from that. But I also I'm not so much of a prick that I'm not happy that other people are doing well. I don't sit there and go, well, they don't deserve it because I've put the time in. No, not at all. You know, I'm here to live my life and enjoy my life and to make the choices that I wish to mold and create the life that I desire for myself and my family, as is everybody else. I don't feel like I deserve it more because I've put more work in. Not at all. I mean, potentially I do, but I just don't care. Like, I'm not influenced by other people as far as, you know, if I don't look at someone and go, they got something easily, so they don't deserve it. No way. Man, if I could have had it easy, I would have too. You know what? If I was 22 again, starting to trade, and my first investment was in something that did 100x, and that was my first trade, and it was in crypto, I'd be stoked for myself, wouldn't I? So if that's you, I'm stoked for you too. That's a reason why I like to see this market move higher, because even turkeys fly in hurricanes. And what it can often do is it can spur an interest that brings you into the space, gets you educated better, and gives you a career. For me, mine was when I was 16 years old. I bought my first package of shares. Those shares went up 800%, and then that company went bankrupt. So I had the euphoric feeling of the profit. I didn't take the profit, but I saw it on paper. And then I had the terrifying feeling of, oh shit, I just lost everything. That is what sparked my interest in the markets, because it was basically bipolar. It was the highest highs and the lowest lows. So that's what sparked my interest Anything that can get you involved, anything that can get you educated, I am good with. So guys, right now we're in that consolidation. Get above 95.70. I think the tug of war is buyers win. If we get below 86.60, tug of war, the sellers win. But for now, go and visit tradercobb.com. Take your time. I'll be at Consensus as of next week. Going to book the flight soon. If anybody is there, make sure you keep an eye out for the bald guy. Have a good day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.